Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Congratulations, you've won! But not that crappy iPod shit. You've won Kinky and the Geek.
Yay, we haven't been around for a while, so actually there are a lot of people who are like, who the fuck are these assholes?
Why are they speaking? iPod. Yeah, why are they taking my speakers again, fuckers?
God, I remember you vaguely. Which, okay, we've got one coming out. Hopefully we'll figure it out and we'll be able to get it out before this one. But, you know, if not, if this is our first episode in a long, long time.
Yeah, 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, we've just had other stuff going on.
Too much other shit.
Yeah, bad, unhappy
bad juju,
stuff.
Bad juju shit.
That all, and, you know, we were talking about this at dinner the other day. What the fuck with 2011?
I don't know, but...
I was positive because I was like, okay, nothing can be worse. My 2010 kind of blew, except for Joe. I mean... Phantom. He was like the best, you know, thing that could have possibly.
He blows,
that
but that's a different kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
We have figured out. It's kind of like my. I think my analogy was that this was like how it is the 2010 football season, but then you have the playoffs that bleed off into 2000.
Like Chinese New Year isn't until February.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're just thinking it's the whatever bad juju was left over for 10 has bled over for the first month.
Yeah, let's totally go with that. Because, what the fuck? Seriously. Yeah.
Pretty bad baggage to have left over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know. Hopefully we're getting it all out of the way.
I hope so. That's the only thing I can
think
of.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Kinky and Geek. This is your hostess, Fleshvine, a.k.a. Kinky.
And this is the other person over here, Mighty Bill, the geek.
And, we've missed you guys, too.
Yeah, it was weird not having to record, recording last week, but I was in the middle of dealing with my very sick girlfriend.
Yeah, who's here with us today and is feeling much better.
Our studio audience.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm alive.
I'm alive.
Although it looks, one arm looks like she's been bit.
Yeah.
So she's slowly turning into a zombie.
A zombie. Yeah.
Well, I ended up having to take her to the emergency room on Sunday, a couple Sundays ago. Yeah. And come to find out, she had a blood clot. They like to call it the saddlebag over her lungs.
Which is a pulmonary embolism, right?
Yeah. She had to be admitted. And
that was a solid week that you were in, wasn't it?
A
week and a day.
Sunday night and got off.
Okay.
Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I swear Willie wasn't trying to die. It wasn't my idea.
Yeah. Well, and Phantom's mom had emergency surgery that Friday night.
Right.
And my mom threw her back out. And not that I'm paranoid, but I'm not having any fucking birthdays anymore. I've discussed this with Phantom, and I told him. I was like, okay, watch. I was like, I don't like my birthday. I haven't liked it in years because somebody's always sick. Somebody's always in the hospital. Some bad shit's always happening.
So it's your fault.
Birthday. I think so. I think so. And I was actually... I spent about 3 days pretty drunk thinking, like, holy shit, I really do have, like, real bad juju around me. So, again, that was my last birthday.
Should we just bathe you in sage or something like that?
I don't know if there's enough sage that grows.
Set you a sage. Basically, make a Joan of Arc pyre and just sage you.
Truly, I just don't think I'm celebrating anymore. I think next year I'm just going to be like, hey, guys, let's just skip it.
What?
You forgot.
What?
The thing that put you in the hospital. What you were grabbing when you...
Oh, that's right. When I had the attack, I was picking up you and Joe's birthday gifts.
Yeah, see?
Oh.
See?
Oh.
Yeah, it's not like I'm just, unreasonably paranoid.
I'm still
giving them
to you, though.
Okay, well, thank you. That was awfully sweet.
I forgot to grab them.
I'm sorry we put you in the hospital. But then again, you burst my ovary at your Halloween party.
Yes,
yeah,
we got some weird juju battle going on.
There really is. We need to examine that. I think we need to call in some clergy.
Yeah,
and we can all just even Steven now and be done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more. Right.
Yes.
I promise. If you promise.
I don't want to spend because my week literally consisted of. Waking up, getting awake enough, get a shower, changed into my work clothes, go spend about an hour and a half at the hospital, go to work, leave work, stop long enough to grab some fast food to eat on the way or eat in the hospital room, and then go sit in the hospital room until they had to kick me out at 10.
Yeah.
And then start the cycle back over again.
And that's, you know, exactly what Phantom is doing right now with his mom. He's he drives to the hospital, which is, I want to say, like 45 minutes away.
Right.
And he's there all day long. So, yeah.
That was me Saturday and Sunday. I pretty much, this Saturday and Sunday, I got up, got there about 11, and I left long enough to grab dinner and bring it back and eat with her.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
It's, man...
And she was the one that was pushing me out, because I have a feeling once she got into her room, they had a couch. I could have slept there if I really wanted to, but also we had to keep, you know, Fuzzy Butt needed to take care of,
but that had to be taken care of, and honestly, you did not need to see me after 10.
That's my thing.
It got bad overnight.
Yeah, I sent, when I did have the ovarian and I stayed overnight, I sent Phantom home. I was like, somebody's got to take care of the dogs, and I wouldn't make my worst enemy sleep on that.
Yeah.
So just head on home. And then my mom ended up coming back, freaking out, because she does.
If she had been worse off, I wouldn't have left.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have probably...
Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that you got in and everything, because, I mean, that was kind of... That was a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
It was pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
I went to my general practitioner today, and I think every single nurse and him were all... gushing about how glad they were I was still alive.
Yeah, yeah, which is always
not really a good thing to put into someone's head.
Right.
And of course, I've already got my own mental issues with some of the stuff that went on while I was in there, and the whole "oh my god, I almost died" thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on top of all that, because she's on blood thinners for the next year at least.
Right. No impact play.
No impact play whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But she was very quick to point. She was very quick to point out the wax play, though, that we could still do the wax
and
play.
And we had talked about that. Yeah, there are like a lot of other things. You think that the electro might still?
We think so. I mean, as long as it doesn't break skin, doesn't cause bruising, and that's the thing we have to worry about. That's why you can't do input play because you know some of the stuff you're aiming for is kind of a bruising and stuff like that. But when you're doing that and then seeing what happens when a bruise happens on this poor woman.
Right.
Well, that was mainly sexy bruising.
Well, that's just,
that was more
the left arm was more because of that really strong clot buster they put through. So that was a kind of one-time thing.
Well, I mean, you know, there are so many different things that you can explore, you know, as far as, like, we were talking about sensory deprivation and, I mean, there's just so much more.
So we are
bondage as long as it's light and not the kind that would chafe and you know end up you know bruising.
Yeah, we got to worry about that. But we'll probably try the electro, especially considering the electro rope finally came in.
Right.
Looked a little different than I thought it was, but it's a cotton rope. Mm-hmm. It's cotton blend.
Yeah.
With the stuff in it.
And you said it had a lot more metallic fiber.
It has a lot more because it's copper. It's copper that's in there, and it had a lot more. Metallic in it than I thought it would, so you're gonna get some interesting points no matter how you use it.
Yeah.
We haven't tried it out yet, so that will wait for the full review that I'll write on the Geek of Kiki and the Geek on WordPress.com.
Well, and you do have somebody who's willing to let you use the lovely paddle that our friend DS is playing.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you say she was pretty willing for that?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, that's just trying to set up because that was actually something we had set up for that Saturday that she started getting sick that had to be canceled because, because of the ice. Where she worked, they're normally shut on the weekends, but because of all the ice and stuff,
They had to take some.
They went ahead and took some people. Yeah, they took some people on the weekends, so they were open both Saturday and Sunday because of being closed for at least 3 to 4 days, depending.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it screwed everybody up. Yeah. Which you know, and we just talked about one of our lost episodes. We did record when everybody was snowed in. We recorded remotely. We're just having trouble getting all the files together.
Yeah, it's on my side trying to get stuff because we had that little snafu.
We can figure all that out. So, There will be a lost episode. It may just come out after this.
Yeah.
So it may be 59, maybe even 60. Right. And then 58. But it was a good one.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But speaking of Electroplay, mm-hmm. we were watching last night.
Ah, yes.
We were watching Attack of the Show, mm-hmm. Which is, if anybody hadn't seen it, it's a live show they do Monday through Friday on G4, mm-hmm. which is kind of a geek-centric kind of Regis and Kathy Lee type thing, where they talk about all things kind of nerdy and geeky and tech, tech oriented, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And they have a segment called WTF, mm-hmm. where they explore some of the stranger fetishes that are there. They've done several
strangers in the eye of the beholder.
Stuff
like the smushing, mm-hmm. and giantism, mm-hmm. Giant women.
Yeah.
The balloon fetish.
Yeah.
The taping. Mm-hmm. What was some of the other? The hair, the difference, because they actually have done two, where one is just the hair brushing and the long hair and all that, mm-hmm. and then they also had one that they did the short hair and head shaving, mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. My roommate, actually, that was one of her big things. She was a dom, but had a weird view about it. But she had really long hair, would never cut her hair, and she didn't shave under her arms, and she didn't shave her legs, and she was like, she was looking for a guy with a hair fetish.
Right.
Who, because it was, that was like, it was just non-negotiable.
Right. But they've actually done a couple now where they do the inside, where they actually do demonstrations after they mm-hmm. talk about it. Yeah. Which one was a back bed. Mm-hmm. And this last one, this last one they did was actually Electric Play. They mm-hmm. actually did the whole, the only thing in Electric Play they touched was Violet Wand. Mm-hmm. They didn't go into 10. Did they go into 10 units?
No, they didn't touch.
They did nothing they did nothing but basically Electro Play, which is funny because one of the videos they show I've actually watched, mm-hmm. and it's a guy and his girlfriend, and I think he may be hooked up to the thing, and he's mm-hmm. got like the dancing chain. No, he's got a wallet chain looking thing.
Okay, yeah.
And is rubbing it all over, and she's having mm-hmm. to squirt. She's completely dressed, but he's hitting her, and she's squirming, mm-hmm. and it's like she's wanting him to stop, but she can't remember the safe word.
Nice.
But then they did an in studio demonstration, mm-hmm. where they first started off with the mushroom attachment, mm-hmm. and then moved up to the contact probe, and, mm-hmm. and used this what basically looked
like a Mylar boa.
It looked like kind of looked like it was a Mylar boa mm-hmm.
kind of thing. But
go ahead.
Watching it, I was looking at what the dom mm-hmm. they had on there working with it was doing, and I'm like, A, she's got that thing turned up too high, mm-hmm. and B, why is she starting with the mushroom probe? If you've got newbies, you start with the large bulb. She didn't seem very like she really knew what she was doing.
Well, and we talked
but
about
I could be wrong, but just
Well, we talked about maybe they did that for TV so they could really see him jump.
Yeah,
like they wanted to give him
good
zap.
I guess I'm just it's one of mine. I'm just kind of like, I really wish she'd represented this better.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And it was kind of funny because they gave the contact probe to the female co-host to zap mm-hmm. the male Kevin Ferreira. And she was wearing
an
underwire bra, mm-hmm. and had stuck the contact probe in her cleavage, mm-hmm. and was getting shocked. Under her boobs, basically getting shocked.
And that's not really a sexy place to get shocked, actually.
I would think it's a place that doesn't get touched very much, so you would think
not a sexy place, like underneath your boobs. It's not.
Well,
so not much you're kind of expecting it. I could see a little bit, but
my thing
was that that's something you have to check before you start just sticking things in there.
Right.
Right. So that's it goes back
that's
to my
always
I don't know
a
if
good
really
thing
knew
to
what
do
was
in
doing.
Media.
Checking first for bees.
check things before you start sticking things into things.
Yeah, check before you start scanning stuff. I remember when I had to go in to the hospital, first thing they checked was make sure the bra I was wearing didn't have an underwire before mm-hmm. they went and did x-rays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It just kind of seemed like a safety thing to me.
Yeah. Well, it's
But this wasn't a this wasn't a full scene. This was just, hey, let's show the TV people, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're trying to be like, hey, let's really explore these fetishes. So it seems like they're going more for shock factor.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were doing. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I've got some BDSM news, actually, I forgot about.
Oh, okay.
This makes me such a bitch.
Oh, no.
The guy who broke up with me over this podcast.
Yes.
Went on, found another dom.
Okay.
They split up. And I just check in on him every once in a while on some of the websites and everything, and I was like, I realize I'm being such an asshole right now, and I'm being petty, and I don't care.
Right.
Because he hurt me, you know, but he made it possible for me to meet Phantom, so it's all okay, but yeah, they split up. I was like, oh, that sucks for you. So, that was my news.
Yeah. So... Yeah, it was interesting. If you go, I think she said that she was gonna, once they have the video up on G4, mm-hmm. she was gonna link it.
I'll try and link it up to the cool. WordPress. Because mm-hmm. I wasn't up yesterday when I checked, but mm-hmm. you know, I may try to get it up tomorrow or something. Just seeing how I feel after work, because I have to go back to work tomorrow.
Yeah, that's not fun. That's not cute.
So, the other thing that's happened this week mm-hmm. is the Oscars and their counterpart...
The Razzies.
The Razzies got started. Now, the interesting thing about the Oscars is that it did it again. There is only one geek film, or one genre film, that has actually mm-hmm. been nominated, and that was Inception.
Oh, right, right.
Which is really interesting because it got nominated... for Best Movie. It's one of those ones where it got nominated for Best Movie, mm-hmm. but Nolan didn't get nominated for Best Director.
Okay. It's weird. So, yeah. That was so well directed.
Yeah, that's well, just
he,
it.
Yeah. Didn't he get the nod for writing?
He's getting
the
nod for writing. Okay. But yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting list. The ones I can remember are like Inception, mm-hmm. Black Swan, True Grit.
Right.
Toy Story 3 is actually up for Best Picture.
Oh, really?
And it's up for Best Animated. Mm-hmm. What were some of the other ones? I can't remember. The Fighter,
mm-hmm.
which is funny because The Fighter got nominated. I think the director got nominated. Mm-hmm. Amy Adams, who plays Mark Wahlberg's girlfriend, mm-hmm. wife, she got nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Bale got mm-hmm. nominated. The guy who plays their mother got mm-hmm. nominated. But Mark Wahlberg, who was the lead, did not get nominated for Best Actor.
Now, let me ask, Shutter Island, did that get anything?
I didn't see anything.
Oh, wow.
In fact, you don't see any geek films until you start getting, again, mm-hmm. getting into the technical stuff. Hmm. I know Wolfman, mm-hmm. that seemed to do nothing,
okay.
got Best Makeup. Or
yeah.
Best special effects.
Well, yeah,
Iron Man 2 got something. Harry Potter got two things.
Yeah, because I just watched Shutter Island, and it was predictable. I mean, you could see where
right.
they were going with it and everything, but it was a very well put together movie. So I kind of expected something for that.
No, I think there was Beautiful. I think is the name of it. It's a far. It's also up for Best Foreign Film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which is really funny when you see in the foreign films, a film from Canada won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or not won, yeah. but is nominated. It's like...
In the exotic lands of Canada.
Canada, yeah. It's yeah. just
or
one
Canada,
of those.
Canada, as Canadian. My ex used to say.
Yeah. It just doesn't seem all that foreign. That's
yeah.
just it. They're
yeah.
so much like us, except for a little nicer and cleaner.
Right, right.
That it's not really... It doesn't really
more
seem
polite.
Like a foreign film.
Yeah.
yeah,
yeah. Generally more polite.
Yeah.
Colder, obviously.
Well, that's the funny thing is our friend, a friend I know from Costa Rica, when he moved here, he noticed how friendly you get to the south and everybody gets friendly.
Uh-huh.
It's really, you know, it's really friendly. Yeah. And then the further north you get, the more surly they get, and
right.
then you cross the Canadian border and you're back to nice.
Right, yeah. And I don't understand it.
It's all the maple syrup and Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's kind of got them subdued.
Yeah, yeah. Can't blame them. Can't blame them.
Although you get them on ice and hand them a stick.
Mm-hmm. It can be pretty mean.
Yeah.
It can be pretty lethal. Yeah. Maybe they get it all out on the ice.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. It could be.
So, but yes, the ones we really want to talk about here are the more fun ones,
the Razzies.
Now, this is something they've been doing for years. Mm-hmm. It's basically, and they I think their ceremony is mm-hmm. around the same time as the Oscars.
Okay.
Which is going to be interesting because Mr. Skin of MrSkin.com also does his own version of the award ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And he usually does it around Oscar time too. So mm-hmm. We'll have those up when we'll talk about those when those come out.
Mm-hmm.
Those are usually some fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you just want to go over like the five movies that were nominated?
You could do the movies and you just pick and choose what you want. We'll do the movies and then go from there.
Okay. The five worst pictures, and I've only seen one of these. I will defend my choice to watch this movie, even though I didn't really like it.
All right.
The Bounty Hunter.
Right.
I have not seen. But I don't even remember.
It was Gerard Butler and Jennifer Anderson.
That's a shame because he's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, he pays a guy who takes a bounty on his ex-wife,
mm-hmm.
and shenanigans. Ensue. Yes. Yeah.
Hilarity ensues.
Yes.
The Last Airbender. I gotta say, I want to see that just because it's supposed to be so horribly horrible.
I don't know. Kinda because like The Room. I love the story. Mm-hmm. It had such a lush story mm-hmm. The cartoon.
It should have been beautiful.
That it should have been. It should have been an open and shut case.
Well, see,
having
not seen it, I want to see it as like, oh, this is the bad movie that I'm watching right. tonight. You know what I mean? Because I don't have any attachment to the Airbender right. stories at all.
The true Avatar.
Yeah.
That's what it was called. It's Avatar the Last Airbender.
Okay.
And they had to change the name to because The Last Airbender Avatar. Because of Avatar yeah. and the Smurfs. Charlie Brooker called the movie where they shoved a Smurf on a stick in your face for 2.5 hours. Which they actually had in the because it was Charlie Brooker's it was The White for 2010.
I saw that, but I don't remember that part.
But he's got a part where they literally have a stuffed Smurf on a stick and shoving into this person who's wearing the 3D glasses in their face.
Why do I not remember that part? Because that was that was funny.
Yeah, I love the Charlie Brooker stuff.
Yeah, actually, my favorite part was the where they were talking about how it snowed and it was such a big deal that they started filming all the people that were slipping, walking up and down because they just ran out of shit to talk about.
Yeah, they
started filming people
because they did this last time during Newswipe, but they're talking about how you listen to the news and it's all doom and gloom, and then they talk to the people and everybody's like, "It's a ball. What are you talking about? Everything's cool.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah. Well, that's like and it'll be on the Lost episode too, but like Phantom when it snowed. Getting up that morning, and he's like, "Well, why haven't they plowed our neighborhood?"
You just want to go pat him on the head and go, "Oh, you're so cute."
That's adorable. That's exactly what I did. I was like, "That's just precious, honey." Yeah. I was like, "I'm sure they'll get those snow plows in here any time now."
We didn't even get our sidewalk dug out till Thursday of that.
Yeah, the people in the office didn't show up until Thursday.
Oh yeah, nobody touched anything. I live on that big hill.
Yeah.
It's a solid sheet of ice until it melted by the sun. Like nobody touched it. Yeah. There was nothing you could do.
Yeah.
But he was like, "Well, aren't you cute?" With your plows. I'll call them.
Yeah.
They're obviously...
And that's when you pick up your fake phone and go, "Hello, plow fairy."
Exactly. Come on, we've got a grand total of, 11 here?
Right. In the city. There's 11 in the city limits.
No, it's 8 in
the city.
11 in the metro area.
And that's what I told him. I was like, "We just enjoy the snow days."
Yeah.
Because it's not... Our whole winter isn't wiped out. You know what I mean?
Right.
That just doesn't happen down here, so... We just enjoy the time off, until we get stir crazy and start killing each other. But that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Sex and the City 2. And I'll tell you, the one thing that I remember about Sex and the City 2 is Widget Wall's Way Homer, which is hilarious.
Yes.
That was a very funny Way Homer.
The sad thing is I actually did enjoy the show to a point.
Mm-hmm.
There were times when you just like kind of looked at it and went,
"Really?
Really? I mean, you let this guy, just knowing the storyline, going, "Really, you're going to marry this jackass that basically treated you like shit for the entire run of the show?"
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't give him a... But, yeah. It's a shame because I like Kristen Dunst as mm-hmm. a person because I've seen her on the yeah. Craig Ferguson show. Uh-huh. And she flirts with him so much you think that when they go to commercial, he's banging her on the desk in front of the audience. That's how much she seems to flirt with him. But yeah, no. The movie, once they said they were going, it's one of those things where there are some things that you kind of want to see in movie form. Mm-hmm. Sex in the City is just not so one much. Of them. Yeah, even as someone who enjoyed the show.
And I've watched a couple episodes, but I mean, I just got to the point where I was like, I don't want to live in a world where people are this shallow. And I admire his dedication for going to see it, to get away, Homer. But it just didn't make my list of things to do ever.
No.
So, yeah.
And it was 2.5 fucking hours long.
right, yeah. Right.
That's a 90-minute movie at the most.
Right. That's a show.
Yeah.
And that's what it was good at being.
Yeah.
You know, even though it was like the most shallow, ridiculous thing ever.
Had boobies in it.
Yeah.
And I like Kim Cattrall. And pretty
shoes. You know, and I'm not a shoe person. I'm not a fashion person. But I like looking at it sometimes. And that's about
all. Some of the storylines were pretty good, especially once they got through the shallow. Because mm-hmm. the dude who was the DJ in Northern Exposure,
mm-hmm. yeah.
He was a reoccurring character yeah. for a while. And that storyline was pretty good.
Yeah.
When they tried to stop being shallow and mm-hmm. actually did some like interesting relationship stuff,
yeah,
it was pretty good.
Now I do remember the one where Kim Cattrall, she sleeps with a woman,
yeah,
and they're like, but don't you miss the penis? And she starts waving her hands and she's like, she has 10 tiny penises.
Yes,
it was hilarious. I was like, that's not at all what lesbian sex is like, but okay, go with that.
Well, it was straight women and gay men writing about lesbian sex, mm-hmm. so, yeah.
Right. Like, they have any idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just going to be a no. Okay, now this is the one that I watched.
Okay.
I will defend my right to watch this movie. I will defend my right, and Aruka, I know you're with me, to enjoy the series. Yeah, this movie wasn't their best by far. And that's the Twilight Saga Eclipse.
Yes.
I like the whole Twilight world. I like the trees, obviously. You know, I've gone into that before. I like so many things about those stories. But yeah, this one just dragged. It was just boring. I mean,
it did a little bit.
Yeah.
Although I have to admit the makeup was better than the second movie.
I've got to go back and look at that because I didn't notice. And when you said that, I was like,
that was the one thing. I sat and watched that movie, and the one thing I came out of it was, well, at least they fixed the makeup.
Yeah.
Which is usually, it's along the lines when you go to a movie and you ask someone how it was, and say, well, the special effects were wonderful.
Yeah.
If that's the first words out of your mouth, you usually know it's not going to be a good movie.
I'm a big fan of the books.
Yeah.
And I'll defend them. I watch the movies, and sometimes it's just basically to go, well, you got this wrong, and you got that wrong. And
see, I don't remember the books, and I read the first two books, so I wouldn't have remembered.
She absorbs these things.
Yeah.
Well, I also just finished rereading the book when I watched the movie.
Okay.
Because she'll do that, too, because she did that when Deathly Hallows came.
See, I don't do that purpose.
Well, it was coincidental.
Yeah.
It just happened to be that I was reading it, and then all of a sudden, I found a link to watch it online, legally.
Okay.
And
legally acquired it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't download it.
You legally acquired it on iTunes.
Yeah, I rented it.
Yeah.
Yes, you legally acquired it on iTunes. Yeah. Do I need to say it in the right way? I legally acquired it on iTunes.
Something like that.
Well, I mean, we watched it, and I haven't watched it on its own yet, and I'll usually watch them on their own, no problem. The Twilight riff tracks are fucking hilarious, but the riff tracks on this one couldn't even make it interesting. Wow. It was boring with the riff tracks, you know, and I'm like, God, that's not good. And I do want to go back and watch it on its own and kind of for its own merit and see what it's like, but I was just bored. I think Joe and I just started talking about random. I think we started carrying a conversation in the middle of it because we just weren't involved at all.
Yeah,
even with the riff tracks.
And they left out some of my favorite scenes. So
yeah,
it's like I mean, you know, like wait a second, you left this out, mm-hmm. and then I really wanted to see this played out on the screen.
Yeah,
but, you know.
So I'm waiting to see what the fourth is going to be like. Hopefully it'll be
the fourth and fifth.
I will see the fourth and fifth movies.
Yeah.
I will probably go to the $2 theater for them again or something to
that. Well, you and I will probably go together. First, yeah, you and I will probably go together because, you know, Phantom won't go either. So.
That's what I did for the first two ones. I went to the $2 theater
on Valentine's Day.
By myself.
Yeah. Because I had to work on Valentine's Day, so we couldn't do anything until that night anyway.
Right.
So
I went and saw the first two Twilight movies, got home in time to go do Valentine's stuff with him.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, and they are romantic movies, so, I mean, that's, you know, kind of gets you into the Valentine's Day mood.
Sort of.
But yeah, that just, it was just, it sucked. But then going, furthering the concept, is Vampires Suck.
Which was the parody movie they did.
Yeah. Right. Which I haven't seen because I don't generally like that parody movies.
But see, it's the same group that's done like the scary movies. And I tried sitting through. I've seen, I think, the first three scary movies. They're okay. I tried to sit through Date Movie and turn it off within the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, so, what is the one?
That's with Allison Hannigan.
Yeah,
and I recently tried to sit through Meet the Spartans and was just like,
yeah, an epic movie. It's. There is such a thing as being too stupid.
Yeah.
They're trying too hard.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, you just totally lost me. Yeah.
It's, they're trying to basically go along with the whole airplane lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is I don't know what it is, because I know some of the people who were involved in, like, Airplane and the Naked Gun movies are involved with it, but it's lost something now. It's like Airplane was great. Airplane 2 was okay.
I don't think they dumbed them down.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is.
I stopped watching the Naked Gun ones after the first, I think. First or second?
I saw
because
all three,
they just started getting stupid.
I saw all three, and I can tell you that, 33 and a third was pushing it.
Dracula Dead and Loving It, that was stupid.
I don't think that was that kind of movie, but.
No, it was Leslie Nielsen.
Well, it was Leslie Nielsen, but I don't know if it was.
Yeah, it was a spoof.
Never saw it, so.
Yeah, don't bother.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good. But yeah, I stopped caring about Leslie Nielsen at all when he passed away, and everyone was like, oh my God, I loved his movies. I was like, really?
Like, you get to a certain part, I mean, there are some stuff. And then his earlier work, he was really good.
Oh, sure. So, yeah, I've seen him in some earlier stuff, but I mean, people remember him from Naked Gun. Like, oh God. Okay.
Take it with Police Squad in the first two movies, and it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, those are which I don't know enough about any of those movies to know which one.
Honestly,
The Last Airbender, maybe.
Yeah, it all really depends. I don't think I've seen any of. I personally have not seen any of them. But then again, I get very selective about what I want to watch.
Oh right, I'm not going to go.
This
crap movie that everyone. Yeah,
if
it doesn't, so let me go watch it.
If the trailer doesn't at least pique my interest a little bit, then I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah.
Like even though what everybody's been saying about Green Hornet, I still kind of want to see.
I mean,
wait until it hits video, but
yeah, I saw the trailer because I do the same thing. I don't let people affect me. If I want to go see a movie, I'm going to go see a movie. But
right.
I judge movies by different criteria. You know, was I entertained for those hours? You know, Green Hornet did look kind of stupid.
Yeah, that's my fear on it, is because I'm also one of those people that grew up on the Green Hornet story, so I know the character.
Right.
And I'm like, this doesn't look like what I know. I'm worried about this.
I didn't grow up on Green Hornet, and I just saw it, and I was like, eh.
The thing that worried me the most was just the sheer fact that it was coming out in January, and January does seem to be the dumping grounds for the studio's movies.
Yeah. Although Season of the Witch is out right now, and I do want to go see that. That looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, that one looks interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then again, I like that kind of, you know...
Fantasy, you know, deep fantasy kind of... Yeah, me too. I may go do that this weekend, depending on... Yeah, right. I don't know when Phantom's coming home, but the idea is I'm going to fly up and help him drive down. So just any time, I may be going up to Baltimore. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just going to name off the actors real quick. Worst actor, Jack Black in Gulliver's Travels.
Which, did not look.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad thing is it's got Jason Segel in it, which we really like.
Yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
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 Yeah. Gerard Butler from The Bounty Hunter, which again, we don't really know that much about the movie.
No.
Ashton Kutcher from Killers and Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
As either of those.
Well, Killers was that one where it was it's him and, what's her face?
Is it Cameron Diaz?
Heigl, no. Heigl.
Okay.
From Grey's Anatomy. That's all I knew. Yeah. And she meets him, and I guess they start involving, and he's a... Mm-hmm. He's a spy.
Yeah.
She gets involved with it. So, it didn't look entertaining.
Taylor Lautner from the Twilight Saga. Twilight Saga! Eclipse and Valentine's Day. Which, I'm sorry, he's fucking cute. Yeah, I know that makes me a creepy old lady.
I don't even know which one he is.
He's Team Jacob.
Jacob.
Oh, Jacob?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
see, I don't know the actors' names.
Yeah, and then Robert Pattinson, Edward.
Okay, that one I do recognize. Yeah. He's kind of out there.
So, from Remember Me and from Twilight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Remember Me didn't look all that great. That looked like whiny, sad, girl or guy is dying and the other one has to carry on type thing.
I have enough of that in my life.
Yeah,
right
don't
now.
Need that shit right now. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, worst actress, Jennifer Aniston from The Bounty Hunter and The Switch.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember The Switch.
I don't either. Yeah. Miley Cyrus from The Last Song. See, they're picking these movies. Like, I want to know which poor schmucks have to go out and watch all these movies to find the worst ones and the worst. Because
wouldn't be surprised if this has you also go by Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, fair enough. That would make sense. Sarah Jessica Parker, Kim Cattrall, Kristen Davis, and Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City 2.
Yes. Which is pretty sad because I think it was Kim Cattrall, Widget said, was the only one that seemed to be actually trying. Yeah. Where everybody else seemed to be phoning it in.
Yeah, well, she's been in a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe more so than the others.
Yeah, the other thing that makes me like her is she's actually had sex in the captain's chair.
That's true.
I think I've told you that story.
Yeah.
When she said that during the rap party of Star Trek VI that her and her boyfriend snuck off and had sex in Kirk's chair.
Yeah. That'd have done it.
There's no bad there.
Yeah, no bad.
Megan Fox from Jonah Hex.
Right.
If it has some beef with Megan Fox.
Yeah, see, this is the thing, is Megan, it's not a case of Megan Fox saying that Megan Fox is such a hot commodity. Yeah. She became a hot commodity, and now everybody wants to slap her down.
From
everything I could tell, she's actually a very down-to-earth lady. Mm-hmm. It's just everybody else is hyping her up and then trying to pull her down for the hype that everyone else is giving her.
Hollywood's weird.
Yeah. You know?
And then Kristen Stewart from the Twilight Saga Eclipse. Which, when I read that, I think of the riff tracks. And it showed up in the first and the second.
Line.
Yeah.
Although there have been a lot.
And they did do it in the third.
You know, they're actually doing, I came across, they're doing a movie version of On the Road.
Mm-hmm.
And her, she's going to be in it.
Oh, no shit. Okay. Well, and she was Joan Jett in The Runaways.
That's the only thing that she has done ever that people have said that her style, her acting style
kind of came through.
Work came through because she does do Joan Jett and her fucking that slumped over I don't really want to be here thing that she seems to
works for
Joan Jett. So
in Panic Room she was good, but she was like what, 13?
I didn't even remember. I don't even remember. I've seen it.
It had Jodie Foster, and I was in the height of my lesbianism. I could not see that movie.
But
it was mandatory.
The fact that you told me that was her, I thought that was a boy.
Yeah,
for the longest time.
I did too in the beginning of the movie.
I thought that was kind of an androgynous boy.
I know. Which that actually makes her hotter to me. So, having seen her and thought that maybe she was perhaps a boy. Okay, here's a good category. Worst eye gouging misuse of 3D.
Yes.
That's awesome. Cats and Dogs 2, Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Yes.
Clash of the Titans, which I agree.
Yeah, from what I heard, it was one of those movies.
Should have been beautiful.
Yeah, and they slapped, like, but they basically, it was a 2D movie they slapped 3D on because they wanted to make more money.
Yeah.
3D, unfortunately, is starting to become a way for studios to try to make their
money
back.
It's just a gimmick. Yeah, it's just another gimmick.
Yeah.
The fact that they're having Justin Bieber's bio movie in 3D.
Yeah, right. Actually, it's so funny. I was at, I went to a store and there were these two saucy African-American ladies behind the register.
Right.
And they were talking about, and they're like, what is he, like 12? He doesn't even have a life. He hasn't even lived yet. And they're like going off on it.
It's the way for them to make a little more money before he, before his fan base gets too old for him.
Yeah, or gets bored and moves on to the next
pretty boy. Because that's what happens to these teeny bopper things. It's I mean, it happened to New Kids. It happened to,
you gotta make your money while they're young.
You gotta hurry before his balls drop.
Exactly.
Well, he's already like 16, 17 now. But the thing is that it's not him as much as it is his fan base. When you have that really young teeny bopper preteen fan base,
they're fickle.
Yeah, they're fickle, that to the point that once they start getting, the hormones start shooting in, and then they start, you know, finding stuff like My Chemical Romance and AFI and even some that go, you know, find the classic rock stuff or things like that.
Yeah, they're welcome in my realm.
Honey, you were them at some point too.
Shut up.
I mean, we've all had that phase where the teeny.
I was never into any shit like that. Now my sister was into the New Kids.
Right.
No, I lie. Okay, Duran Duran. I was into Duran Duran, but still, that wasn't like marketed necessarily.
Yeah, that was more organic than some of the other stuff. They were an actual band that got the, because they were cute.
That
just happened to be four or five cute guys that actually did write their songs, did play their instruments.
Right.
And that was more of an organic thing where stuff like New Kids,
NSYNC,
Backstreet Boys are a little more manufactured to be that.
Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where something like a Duran Duran, where they're pretty boys, yes, but they're a band. Yeah, they're a band. Yeah. They're a band of pretty boys, where other one is just a bunch of pretty boys in a band.
Where would Menudo fall into that equation?
A cult following.
That was kind of pre-boy band.
No, they were they've just been around for a while because they basically they would inspect their balls every so often, and once that first hair grew, then they switched them out. They just plucked it out and put it in like a light slit. So that's what the thing is, and they tried to keep everybody looking. Well, closest thing I would say Menudo would be. Is Mickey Mouse Club.
Okay.
Because they would switch out the members once they got to a certain age.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Back to the 3D Clash of the Titans, The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
The Nutcracker in 3D, which what?
I didn't even know
when
the Nutcracker.
When did they release this?
Yeah.
Should be beautiful, though. I mean, if they really did one, it should have been really cool, but apparently was not. And then Saw 3D.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Although, honestly, if you look back at the ancient origins of 3D, Saw kind of fits more what they used to do in the 50s and 60s with...
True.
It was kind of that cheesy horror monster movies that usually ended up in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're just trying to give it an air of it's more sophisticated.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to get Eat, Pray, Love in 3D. You know, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants in 3D. Sisterhood of the, the Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood in 3D.
3D secrets.
See the girl, the practical magic in 3D.
Okay, well, speaking of movies, I want to talk about some of the movies that I've been watching lately.
Right.
Because I've been watching some great movies since, Phantom is not in town, so I'm just, like, watching movies. I've been watching... I was actually just talking to my brother-in-law, who you've met, and he's a fanatic. 70s horror.
Right.
Hammer or anything Italian.
Right.
I'm really into. I watched The Secret of the Kells, which, have you seen this? You would probably really like it.
I've heard of it.
It's about the Book of Kells, the Irish illuminated manuscript. But the animation is fucking, like, stunning. It is beautiful animation. So I wanted to actually recommend that. Hour of the Wolf, I don't even think I remember much of that. Oh, that was an Ingmar Bergman.
That's right. That was your first Ingmar Bergman.
Yeah, and it was okay. I mean, very atmospheric and moody.
Which is basically Ingmar. Yeah,
but there wasn't like any point where it was like, "Ooh, here's where the action starts." You know,
I don't think there's a whole lot of it. Oh, yeah. Here's where the action starts. So his movies are supposed to be very cerebral, so.
Yeah, well, and I definitely want to try to go back and maybe see something else, but yeah.
Kind of like him and Fellini are about the same level.
Well, see, I like Fellini. I don't think I've ever seen any of Fellini's stuff.
Satyricon
is an interesting one to start with. Yeah, because it's about as weird as they get.
Right.
Shutter Island, again, thought it was awesome. Predictable. But and also it was filmed up in Acadia National Park, which is where I've been there, and I kept trying to look for places, so filled with nature porn for me. I watched some MST3K, but I'll be buggered if I can remember what it was. I watched Mark of the Witch, which is really good, as far as the cheeseball English or Italian 70s horror, early 70s. Did I talk about the Watchmen? I think I talked about Watchmen last time.
Did you talk about Watchmen last time?
I watched that before Phantom left.
I don't think you talked about it yet.
Yeah, loved it. But, okay, there wasn't much of a story to that movie. I didn't think. It was about these... It had everybody's like origin stories. There was kind of like this weak thread that tied them all together, but it was mostly about each of their individual little things they had going on. I didn't see like a strong story.
Are you sure you watched Watchmen?
Yeah.
It was about a team of superheroes and what happened afterwards. Right,
into their individual stuff.
Well, that's because the team was over and there was somebody...
Yeah.
The whole, you know, they killed, basically a member was killed for some reason.
But that was secondary, I think, to all the character development that they were going through.
Maybe it's because we've read the comic that we didn't really...
Well, and I did watch the director's cut, which had a lot of extra stuff in there.
Right.
So that may have been... I may have gotten, like, a different focus out of it from that.
Maybe.
I've still got to watch my...
Yeah, because she got... Yeah, her parents got that.
Yeah, because it was... It just seemed like it went into each individual character and talked a lot about them. And there was, like, this thread, you know, that was connecting them and this thing that they were trying to do, but it was weak compared to all the different side stories of who they were and... I don't know. That was my perception. I got Joe to start watching Red Dwarf. He had never seen it before. That's been a fucking riot.
Dead Dave.
Yeah.
All of them are dead Dave.
They're all dead Dave.
They're all dead Dave.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
It's funny.
Have you seen Red Dwarf?
An episode here and there.
Oh, yeah. You gotta watch it. Yeah, that's mostly it. Actually, you know, Venture Brothers when Phantom was here.
This is mine. This is mine. Yeah, this is mine.
I'm going to eat you, little fishy. Yeah, so he's taken to that like fucking gangbusters. So that was kind
of
fun.
You know, they actually tried an American version of Red Dwarf.
Really?
Yes. I want to say there was at least
a
pilot.
How would that have worked?
I don't know.
I can't even imagine how that would have... I mean, it was fun because it was British.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same reason they tried to do an American coupling.
Mm-hmm.
And, it didn't... I mean, they did that... There's a YouTube video where they actually have a comparison because there's from the original first episode, there's a scene where they all end up meeting because... Two of them have a date, and they showed it shot for shot.
Together?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, and they showed each, the British version and the American version, and it's like, it's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
They're all competent actors, but something about the British version...
Is funny.
Is funny, where the other one just didn't seem to click.
Yeah. Well, okay, speaking
of... And it was Moffat. I mean, Moffat had control.
Oh, in the American one as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At least his name was on it. Yeah. So.
Well, speaking of British stuff, and I asked you guys, and you haven't seen it, Being Human, the American version is streaming on Hulu, and I have, you know, legally acquired the British version, but I'm waiting until Phantom gets back to watch that. I like it, except, like, the first episode didn't really suck me in.
Right.
The second episode is starting to, like, really suck me in a little bit more. And what it is the premise is it's a werewolf, a vampire, and a ghost living together.
Right.
And I really like the guy that plays the vampire. I mean, I like that actor, so that's got me kind of wanting to.
And he's good as the vampire. I actually really, I'm responding to the guy who plays the werewolf. Because he is very socially awkward.
Right.
And very self-conscious and everything. And it's, like, not what you think of when you think of a werewolf. You think of, you know, beast of nature, you know, but... Beast of nature. You think of, like, you know, being very in touch with their primal and their natural. And he just seems very uncomfortable with everything.
Right.
So it's kind of an interesting character.
But then again, I think it's, from what I've gathered, it looks like he was bitten unwillingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's the most self-loathing of all of them.
That's the one thing I'm kind of worried about seeing the commercials for it, is I could see the werewolf character getting on my nerves after a while. Because unless they do something more with him and try to grow a little more and not try to keep that one note. You know, some shows tend to the characters have one major note and they just keep hammering that note. And they don't let them grow.
Well, on the episode I watched today, I watched the second episode today, and they didn't, because there's a lot of humor that they inject into his character because he's so awkward. He tried to do a weird Irish accent in a completely inappropriate moment, just because he is so socially awkward. And I was like, that's why I like him, because he's just a dipshit, and I dig that. So.
Definitely gonna watch it. Just
Give it a shot. Let me know what you guys think.
The premiere because I was in everything. ICU.
Yeah. Well, that's the best excuse that you can really have.
Well, they had a TV, but they didn't have the sci-fi channel.
Yeah. Because I'm curious to see what you guys think. I see potential for it. I hope that it develops in a way that will make it good. It's just the first episode didn't get me. The second one's kind of starting to draw me in a little bit.
But out of everything, being in the hospital, we watched a lot of regular television, a lot like Kill Bill was on TNT and Lord of the Rings. We ended up sitting through Saturday. Oxygen did a kind of truncated marathon of season 3, not the entire season 3 of Buffy,
but they hit
the high points.
Yeah.
The newest thing I know I've been watching is Californication, which is one of my favorite shows, has started back up.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love this show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on season... It's this fourth season. It's taken some really interesting twists. Mm-hmm. The daughter is doing... Is, like, just growing into her own even more. She was a scene stealer to begin with.
Right.
From the get-go.
Right.
When he gets her home and she comes out of her going... Dad? No, father? Yes, daughter. Why is there a naked lady in your bedroom? That's a good question. She doesn't have any pubic hair. Is there something wrong with her?
That was a good scene.
Yeah.
But the thing we watched last night was really interesting is through Blockbuster, we've been kind of grabbing old Doctor Who because she never watched anything really old Doctor Who until after she started getting into don't want to say the reboot but the more modern Doctor Who picked up the one we have right now that we watched last night was the first Troughton part, which is the second Doctor, and the episode's called The Invasion. Now the thing about Doctor Who is there's a lot of episodes, especially in the Hartnell Troughton era, that are missing.
Oh, right. Because you had said they were taped over.
Some had been just gone missing. Some got taped over. It's BBC. It was a kid's show. Who's going to want to watch this again?
Yeah.
Well, this was one of the ones where they had missing episodes. Mm-hmm. And they actually, I want to say this is what they're doing with all of them, at least with the BBC releases. What you saw may not have been a BBC release.
Not all BBC releases either.
Okay. But they there were two episodes missing, and they animated them. Mm-hmm. And what they did, and we watched the special feature, and it seems there were a lot of kids that used to audio tape Doctor Who.
Oh, cool.
Which is really funny because I used to think I was the only kid that used to do this because we did not have a DVD.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't have, we didn't have any kind of recording device, so I used to take my little tape recorder and I would tape, like, episodes of MASH or Facts of Life, different, shows where I was into and sit there and tape them and then listen to them later. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And something I listened to my room. But it seems there were a crap load of these kids back then that used to do this they're rebuilding and animating episodes
from the audios.
They'll take four or five different, because that's what these people did. Is basically once they got older, they didn't want them anymore, they gave them to the BBC to put in their archives. And so they're working off this, so the audio off something could actually be three or four separate audio tracks that the audio technician has grabbed, brought together, and turned into something they can use.
That's very cool.
You'll splice out this little piece of static from this one, because I've got the actual audio here. Right. And there was one episode they were showing in the special feature that was, I don't remember which Troughton it was from, but even the original, they still had the original video. But for some reason, there was a dead spot in the audio.
Okay.
And they were able to retrieve syllable by syllable what was there from people's recordings.
Oh, that's cool.
Because apparently there was also an issue in the initial show.
So there was actually, it wasn't a case of their copy being messed up. There was an actual gaffe where there was a blank spot.
But somehow or another, they were able to retrieve syllable by syllable. They found the original script and they got syllable by syllable from other episodes, pulled it in, recreated the audio for this 30-second blank spot.
See, Phantom's got everything that was available, I think, to a point, but I don't think he has a lot of
things. Yeah, well, see, what it is there's stuff that's out there that they are still slowly releasing of each Doctor.
Yeah.
So there is stuff that hasn't been released. I want to say there's like 108 episodes that went missing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Damn. And they're not really doing this animation with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I listened to another podcast called Bigger on the Inside.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they started out, they go episode by episode from an unearthly child working their way up to the Eighth Doctor.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm a little behind on it, but, you know, when you get to the missing ones, they talk about the recreations they've seen, you know. And I think some of them, you know, they weren't able to do much of it, much more than almost like the silent movie flashcards.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, and honestly, I want to mention that those are available on Netflix too, because I've seen them. They've got
they are
certain not all different of them, arcs. So I keep meaning to go back, but again, Phantom's got like all of them. So we need to decide what he's got and what we've got available on Netflix.
Because we've got some. Because I know you've gotten. She got me it's the first season, I guess you could call it, of Hartnell.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking the very first.
Yeah, from The Unearthly Child on up to, I think it's like 65 to 67.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Because, the thing is the episodes are missing. It's not whole storylines, because in the original Doctor Who, they broke it up into 4 to 8 episodes, 30-minute blocks.
Yeah.
So if that's what's missing, or like the certain parts.
Well, and so what you'll get on these Netflix ones, I've noticed, are just story arcs, basically.
Yeah, where it's like basically. But see, that's what they used to do. That's what they used to do on the PBS when they show them over here.
Yeah.
Is they just basically take the entire story arc, however many episodes there was, just put it in one big long unending form, and that's how we would watch it, and that's what the DVDs are.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I need to go back and do that.
Which makes it a little harder to make sets like you can with the ninth, the 10th, and the 11th Doctor.
Right. Yeah. Man, I miss that sitting in front of the TV on Saturday night.
That was
like the only show, that and the Kung Fu movies on Friday, that I would get like hyper about as a kid.
Doctor Who, yeah, that yeah. And when Doctor Who wasn't on, and they used to do a block of wrestling.
Yeah,
that I used to watch.
Well, and I remember when I found it too, because I was like, my parents weren't all that into it. You know, I'd try to get them to sit and watch with me, and they just didn't care.
Yeah,
and it was like I was the only kid on the planet who knew about this cool fucking thing called Doctor Who.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, and none of my friends even, they were like, what, that stupid show that's on Saturday?
Yeah. Well, that was kind of like me, because I knew there was at least, when I was going to Riverside when this stuff started going on, there was only one other, at least as far as I know, there was only at least one other student that knew who the hell Doctor Who was.
Right. So I haven't always been, you know, as geek challenged as I profess. But yeah, it was like my secret thing that was... This is the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen.
I grew up hearing about Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. My mom was apparently a fan.
Yeah.
And I'd hear about it, but I was always like, this can't exist. Mm-hmm. I can't find this. Yeah. What is this?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I guess they were off air by the time you were really getting to the point that you would have watched them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's...
Because we're creepy old, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that old. I was.
No, we are.
I was actually alive. I was alive while they were still airing. Mm-hmm. It's just,
it didn't hit your radar yet.
Well, I was extremely young, and I wasn't going to stay up late enough for that kind of thing. I was young.
Oh man, that was my one joy in life, was that we had two TVs that I could go watch that on my own.
Right.
Although it turned out my mom didn't realize they were airing then either. Mm-hmm. I brought it up with her, and she was like, wait, they were still showing it then?
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, Mom.
Yeah, yeah. The only reason they stopped airing them is because the license was too expensive for public broadcasting.
Yeah,
so they had to stop airing them.
Yeah, man, when that fucking pledge drive came on.
Yeah. Oh,
misery.
Although, that actually helped, because when they started doing the Sylvester McCoy episodes... Mm-hmm. They actually had him come to the pledge drive.
Oh, how cool.
And he had come straight from the airport after coming from England. Mm-hmm. And he was slap happy from jet lag.
Oh, nice.
And it made me want to go, because I actually have his autograph.
Oh, sweet.
He signed the back of my Magnus Opus Con badge. Mm-hmm. Because I happened to run into him on Sunday before he went to go do his talk and then signing.
Okay.
But we were going to be gone by then, but he was very nice and signed the back of my thing. And he was a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool. I imagine they all would be. They all, you know, characters.
I don't know. From what I've heard, Baker's is basically...
Baker's gone a little loopy.
Baker is Britain's answer to Shatner.
Has gone.
Yes.
I mean, because I don't know if you guys noticed, but back then he was a little wacky.
Oh. Yeah. Like I said, he's Britain's answer to Shatner.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're at an hour and two, but really quickly I wanted to...
Oh, yes.
...mention the gem of a website, and I swear we need to get Phantom to start doing a spot on weird fucking porn that he finds.
Right.
I don't know where he finds this shit. The website is www.rottenonions, spelled with a Z, .com. And I didn't actually get past this enter-exit page right there.
Yes, with the ginormous ass.
Beautiful ass, right?
Yes.
Gorgeous. Pretty panties, cute bra, love it, right? Really pretty, right? But I didn't get past this because I read this, the definition of Rotten Onion. And it gives you the pronunciation.
Right.
Thank you. One, a uniquely round bottom emitting an unpleasant odor.
Odier.
Right.
It's fart porn.
Yeah. Two, stinky bubble butt.
Oh no.
Three, a sexy farting booty.
Fart porn.
Four, a rotten smelling onion shaped ass.
Oh.
Five, big curvy gassy bottom that will make you cry when you peel it. So, do we want to enter? Let's just... okay, and you know, it gave you a little second little website, fartygirl.com. Okay.
Fart porn.
It's fart porn. That's all it is. And actually, it's not a very good website.
Yes, luckily I think it's
Girl on a Toilet. Yeah, okay. Baby, you are fucked up. You were messed up. I don't know what your issue is. Oh. Pretty beautiful asses until they get to the toilet thing. That's just so not my thing.
Right. Well, onion is been a term for it's an asshole make you cry to begin with. So it's supposed to be kind of a big ass to begin with.
Beautiful, beautiful asses here.
Yes.
Yes.
Our I'm friend, our friend from the half threesome.
Oh.
She's got a really nice. She would be considered an onion. But yeah, I don't need to have them fart.
No, no, that's not hot.
No, no.
No, it's not hot. Sometimes it happens in vigorous sex. It does happen.
I mean, it is a natural action.
That just means that you're as the man is hitting the right spots.
Right, but yeah. I don't get, passing gas is that you have to do it,
As a...
As a fetish?
Porn...
Or porn site, at least, yeah.
Not so much. No. Yeah, I'm just saying no.
No.
So
It's ha-ha, not hot-hot.
Right. So we're going to put that with his ass smoothies and vagina smoothies and his bug porn,
yes.
As Phantom's weird fucking porn corner.
Yes.
So, yeah. I'm going to marry that boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cake farts.
Yeah. I think he actually showed me that website, too. I think he was the first one who showed me that.
Hey, I wonder if he knew that before or after, because that's a... running gag on Night of the Living podcast. They actually did get into it. Yeah,
maybe where he pulled it from, but So that's my boyfriend.
I like cake. I like girls' asses, but girls farting on cakes?
Not hot.
No.
Unsexy. Yeah, no. Don't want to eat the cake after.
No.
That's for
You're
damn sure.
You're ruining a cake.
That's for damn sure.
Icing on a nice ass. I got no problem with that.
Oh, yeah. Sitting on a cake, okay. And then lick it off. Fine,
but
bring in the gas and I'm
red.
Red. Absolutely red.
Green? Super green. Corbin. Sorry. That's already going into my ruby red or ruby rod.
Oh, I don't remember simple green.
No, not simple green. Mm-hmm. Super green.
Super green.
I
vaguely remember.
Super green. It's basically the Fifth Element's version of you good?
Oh, super green. Okay, yeah, that's right. Green. Now I'm remembering. Yeah. Joe and I do that in the car. We'll at each other.
Yeah. Corbin, I have no fire.
It was the best movie ever.
Best roles. Yeah. It really was. Yeah,
it's the only role I like him in, really.
And it was
really.
A weird fucking role for Gary Oldman. It was a bizarre role for him. It was really good and weird.
That was him, yeah.
Yeah, with the plastic thing.
This one of the things... I find out that it was Gary Oldman. I'm like, never looks the same in
take
a
Gary
single
Cole,
movie.
Take him from 10 separate movies... Put him in, and I bet you any amount of money he will not look the same in any of those 10 movies. Yeah.
Some of my favorite ones are, I've seen some mashups where people take him as Commissioner Gordon and then Sirius Black and have him like interacting like comic strip style, and it's still like, that's not the same
I know.
Guy.
I want to say he's got some kind of voodoo where he literally got Jim Gordon from the comic books out. Especially Batman Begins, he is Lieutenant Gordon.
What is Dracula? I mean, he was an inspired Dracula. Yeah. He nailed the sensuality. He nailed the quiet menace.
Yeah. Yeah. Sid and Nancy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's Sid Vicious. I mean,
he's got range. He's got a lot of range. Oh, and that's what I like in an actor or actress. And that's why I like Johnny Depp. Because Johnny Depp has some serious range. And he researches his roles.
Although, they talked about this on Night of the Living podcast today, and I had not heard of it. I'm going to have to go look it up.
Mm-hmm.
He's attached to the Lone Ranger movie they're working on.
Who, Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Maybe.
But as Tonto.
Actually, I could see it.
I don't know. Okay, my favorite recent role for Johnny Depp was Once Upon a Time in Mexico. He's the CIA guy.
I've not seen any of those movies.
Oh my God, you have to.
I know, because I've liked all the other I've seen of Robert Rodriguez's stuff. Planet Terror has been our favorite of the two, because we finally saw the two Grindhouse movies.
Right.
And yeah. Planet Terror was our favorite. Was I know, but I think both of our favorite out of the two of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Death Proof, but Planet Terror just
something about it. Well, and Machete's out. I need to go see Machete.
Yeah,
I got to
see Machete too. Yeah, which is out on video.
Yeah, which I heard someone said something about this. This movie has no business being this fun or something like that. Somebody tweeted that. So yeah.
Yeah.
So we're at an hour and nine.
So.
Is there anything else we want to pimp?
Crazy Babysitter Twins.
Don't go there.
Okay. We're not going there?
Robert Rodriguez's nieces, who are in both Death Proof and... they're the crazy babysitters that go nuts on her car when she shows up late in Planet Terror.
Okay, see, I may not have seen Planet Terror. I think I saw the other one.
You saw Death Proof.
Yeah.
Well, they were in that, too.
But they're kind of in the background of that one. But yeah.
Yeah, they're cute and adorable, and it's so wrong because they really are sisters.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, the guys that do Better in the Dark are obsessed with them. They really want to make... They're obsessed in the way they really want to write a movie for the Crazy Babysitter Twins. Mm-hmm. They want to do a Grindhouse-style movie with them. Mm-hmm. As like having to go and rescue their uncle Machete or something like that, you know.
Okay.
They just want these two characters to have more, do something else, yeah.
Okay.
And well,
anything
that
we want to pick for us personally?
No. I know. Hopefully, we'll show up at an AcroCon. Since we missed Chattacon.
Yeah.
I couldn't drag myself out of bed.
Yeah, well, you know, you were attached to a bunch of tubes and shit, so.
That's true. I do have tubes going in places they shouldn't.
Right. And, so that's okay.
She does not have a new fetish.
Yeah.
No. That hurt.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I moved all of my stuff. I mentioned this on the other cast that may or may not ever air.
Right.
I moved all my stuff from fleshfind.com to fleshfind.wordpress.com.
Which is just linked to the... The Kinky and the Geek.
Exactly.
.wordpress.com family.
Exactly. So, if you want to see pictures of me setting Phantom on fire, and after that porn recommendation, you might.
Yeah.
They are there.
You might set him aflame once he gets back down here for that.
Yeah.
We're going to do fire play? No, I'm just going to set you aflame for that fucking site. Love you, Joe.
Yeah. Love you, mean it.
Stop looking at weird shit.
Yeah. He's twisted. I love him. That's all I really got.
Yeah.
So.
It's Facebook. Remember, we've got our Facebook fan page.
Right.
The WordPress. The Twitters.
And we've got a site that's linked up to update everything. So hopefully the Facebook and the Twitter and our WordPress and everything should be updated at the same time. So. So that was pretty cool.
Hopefully we won't have another hiccup like this for a while. It's just been between weather and sickness, it's been strange.
Shit happens. Yeah, I mean, it's just, and shit has happened.
Yeah, like just walked up to all of us and bitch slapped us.
Right. So. Kicked us in the collective groin.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Alrighty, let's leave it on that positive
note.
You guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Yay, we got a yay.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.